Rabbi Breitowitz, Maral, instead of Tanya, on Wednesday evening, September 16th. Oh, I'm sorry, December 16th. December 16th. It is the second and concluding session on Maral.
I just want to say this is the last share until further notice. I won't be here next week. And I have to do scheduling afterwards when I come back. So you're on the appropriate list.
Okay. Am I on your email list?
I can tell you. I'll put you on. Wow. Yeah, what we started doing last week was not the Talia. We were doing the Maral. Oh, yeah. The Maral's comments, which the Maral was an ancestor of the Baal HaTanya. In fact, that point is made quite a lot in Chabad literature. So, in a sense, we're still in the family. Oh.
Yeah, genetic ancestor or philosophical ancestor?
Well, both, but genetic. It was a great whatever number of generations. Mm-hmm. And the Maral, in turn, was a descendant of Malchus Beis David. And that's how the Lubavitcher Rebbe is descended from David HaMelech, via the Maral, goes to Malchus Beis David. So the Maral's comment is on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, in the second parak of Shabbos. It describes the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, of the jar of oil. And the Maral asks an obvious question, Yom Tomar, these are his Chidushei Agadas, V'chi b'shvil shenasa lehamneis b'hadlaka. Okay, I'll mention it outside because you don't have the text in front of you. The Maral asks the question, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says that the reason we celebrate Chanukah is the miracle of a jar of oil. Now, the Maral says that is not a reason to have a Yom Tov. Just because Hashem does a miracle, it's a miracle, okay. But we only make Yomim Tovim on miracles that involve the Hatzalah, the saving and the redemption of the Jewish people. The miracle of the oil was not a miracle that involved saving or redemption in and of itself. So the Maral says, and I think I pointed out last week that historically this is 100% accurate, but the Maral says it as a matter of svara. He doesn't root it in historical accounts, that in fact the holiday of Chanukah is a celebration of the victory over the Yavanim and the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. However, because that is what Chanukah is. That's what the Alanisim celebrates, the Yavanim wanted to take us away from the Torah. The Yavanim wanted to make us forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle that we were able to be Menatzeach against the Yavanim, even though we were the few against the many. So the Maral says that Chanukah is about that Nitzachon. But the reason why Chazal emphasized the candles is that in all military Nitzachon, there is always a Nisayon that a person might ascribe the source of their victory to their own prowess. Right? This is what the Torah calls Kochi V'yotzem Yadi, my strength and my ability. So Hashem shows us through a tangible miracle that in fact our own efforts would have been puny and unavailing, just like the oil. Our own efforts would have only had one day of oil. And Hashem's bracha gave it that capacity. So that's the lekach, that is the significance of the military victory as well. So the Maral says explicitly that we are commemorating the victory over the Yavanim, and the nace of the Pach HaShemen is simply the